Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us on Let's Talk About It, we have the site supervisor of the historic 1883 Stutsman County Courthouse. We have Steve Reedburn joining us. And Steve, welcome back to our show.
Thank you, Warren, for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for taking time out of your day to join us here on Let's Talk, Steve. We talked earlier this year about the Stutsman County Courthouse opening up for the season, which has been, I think that's been about 3 or 4 weeks already now.
Yeah, it's been ever since Memorial Day.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Time flies so fast. It's been a long time since we've chatted, but we have you back again today because we got a couple of things we want to talk about. The concerts at the courthouse will be kicking off here real soon, which we're going to talk about today. But Steve, we wanted to first talk about the Junior Sheriff Program. The last time you were here, we kind of hit on it a little bit, but we want people to know about this program at the courthouse.
It is a program geared to young people, and what it is it's kind of like a big scavenger hunt. We've got little hidden features of the courthouse all over the courthouse. They look for roses. They look for what the clerk of court does, what the auditor does. There's a picture with the tower. The clock has no hands. And Ooh. That's one of the questions.
Okay.
They need to notice that that clock has no hands on it. And then we have a puzzle they have to put together in order to get an answer there because it's a picture of the courthouse, but they have to put the puzzle together to get it. Then they go upstairs in the courtroom and they pick the items that belong in the courtroom and the things that don't belong. And we have a word search. They take an oath at the end of their day when they have completed their program, their search. And I swear them in as junior sheriffs of Stutsman County.
Awesome. And they get a really nice badge. And it just, it's such a creative way to get the kids involved in the history of the Stutsman County Museum or Stutsman County Courthouse as well. Right, Steve?
It is. Yeah. And I had a couple young people on Sunday. And a young lady and a young boy, and they had a ball just looking all over the courthouse. The little boy was running all over, had to go upstairs 3-4 times and went to the basement a couple of times. Yeah. He just was having a lot of fun.
Right. And that's what it's all about. We want the kids to come and have fun at this too. And the great thing about that program too, Steve, anytime the courthouse is open, it's free and anybody can stop by and participate in that, right?
Correct. Yeah. Yes. Anyone is welcome anytime. Just when we're open, which is Wednesday through Sunday, 10 to 5. I have to have days off, which is Monday and Tuesday.
Steve needs a break every now and again too, right?
Right.
Perfect. So the Junior Sheriff Program, stop by and talk to Steve about that while he's at the courthouse. Again, Wednesday through Sunday from 10 to 5 and get involved in that Junior Sheriff Program. And another big highlight for the summer too, Steve, and I think this was just last year that these kind of kicked off, right? The concerts at the courthouse?
Well, the very first time we opened the courthouse to the public, we had old friends from Jamestown come and play upstairs in the courtroom, and it was a big hit. And then they played again last year for us.
Okay.
And they're going to be back again this summer, but we're not here to talk about those guys.
Right. Either. We've got a couple coming up actually real soon, June 23rd and another one on June 30th. But let's talk about that June 23rd one real quick here first.
Well, that's Terry and Linda Schwartz. They're local musicians. Terry and Linda belong to the National or at least the local Cowboy Poetry Association. Terry writes original music. Linda is a very talented musician. She plays banjo, guitar, very creative. She's an artist as well as a musician. Terry is a farmer, but he does the music thing as kind of a sideline. And when I was at Fort Buford, he had an original song he wrote about his neighbor. And if anyone's listening and would like to hear that song, they need to ask Terry about it.
About his neighbor? Just say, hey, do you have that song about your neighbor? And he'll tell him all about it. Do you think he'll perform it?
He did for us in, but I don't know if he will or not, but it's really cool.
Excellent. Excellent. And that's coming up June 23rd. Another thing I forgot to mention, these are also free admission, right? These concerts that we'll talk about here.
Yes. The only thing we charge you for admission is a signature on our guest book.
That's all you need. Perfect. Again, I'll remind everybody, Steve Reedburn, site supervisor for the historic 1883 Stutzman County Courthouse, joining us on Let's Talk. So Terry and Linda Schwartz will be there June 23rd. And then on June 30th, we have Timothy Bratton, right?
Right. Dr. Timothy Bratton will be performing classical music with his stringed instrument. I believe he plays a viola.
Yeah, and I think that's correct.
He'll be mad at me if I get that wrong.
I think you got it right. I think we're okay.
but he plans to do 1880s music.
Wow.
From the turn of the century. So it should be an interesting afternoon. He's going to play for hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, depending on how many people are there and if he's having a good time. And he's kind of doing this as a personal favor for me. So
excellent. Very good. So you can catch Terry and Linda again June 23rd and Timothy Bratton at June 30th. All these shows start at 1 o'clock, right?
1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, free admission. And something, and this is so spectacular, is individuals don't realize that this is a perfect venue for some of these concerts. That room, I believe it's in the courthouse, is where it's, or in the courtroom is where it's set up, right?
Yes, and it's, the acoustics are just incredible.
Yeah.
It's built, of course, in 1883, and they built it so that the judge didn't have to shout, so that everybody in the courtroom could hear
him. Could hear him. And you know, now today it's perfect acoustics for something like this.
Yes, so. And most everybody does acoustic music, so it's, you don't need electrification. The old Friends had one guitar that was electrified, and he had the volume turned way down
because you could hear it pretty well in there. Awesome. So again, the concerts at the courthouse, there's four of them, but the first one kicks off June 23rd and the next one June 30th, and they all start at 1 p.m. at the courthouse, free admission. And Steve, if anybody has questions about these concerts, the Junior Sheriff Program, or the courthouse in general, what are some ways they can get some more information about that?
First of all, they can go to the North Dakota State Historical Society webpage. Okay. They can contact me through my first initial last name, which is Reidburn at nd.gov email. Okay. Telephone number is 701-252-1170, 1170. Also, you can go to northdakotahistory.gov, and there's a Google calendar that has all the site activities all across the state.
Excellent. Wow. So not just here, but all across North Dakota.
All across North Dakota.
Excellent. So there's a lot of ways to get more information, but we highly encourage you to bring the kids to Stutzman County Courthouse for the Junior Sheriff Program, and then come again out on June 23rd and June 30th for Terry and Linda, and then Timothy Bratton. Steve, anything else you wanted to throw out there?
No. I think everyone should see the beauty of the courthouse, because it's an incredible historic building, and it's right here in our hometown. So you need to just come check it out.
And you only have this summer to do it, because then you guys will close up until next summer.
Yeah,
right?
It's a seasonal program.
Right, right.
We can't afford to have it open all the time, and we have work scheduled. We're continuing to renovate a little bit at a time.
Yep, absolutely. So go check out the newest renovations, the Junior Sheriff Program, the courthouse concerts as well. Steve, thanks so much for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk.
You're welcome, Warren. Thanks for having me.